a podcast by two best friends who should have been sisters at birth.
And now they're your sisters you've never had.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Therapy has changed both of our lives in so many ways. It's helped us when we were in the process of getting out of toxic relationships, when we've moved into brand new cities and lived alone, and when we were making other big life decisions such as major career changes. It's even helped us now with everyday conflicts that come up in life.
We get so many questions on the daily about how to find the right therapist, and we have the solution for you. With BetterHelp, you can find the right therapist for you that fits your budget and your needs. The best part is that you can do this all virtually within your own home.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. You can choose flexibly between video call or just phone if you don't feel like getting ready. You can even leave notes for your therapist and message them between sessions if you need more help outside your scheduled appointment.
So what are you waiting for? Run, sisters, don't walk. Book your session today, and that's the first step of becoming your best self. Therapy has changed our lives, and we can't wait to see how it can help change yours.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and as a Sisters You've Never Had listener, you can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/sistersyouveneverhad.
That's betterhelp.com/sistersyouveneverhad. We've also linked it down below for easier access.
Welcome to another episode of Sisters You've Never Had.
I'm Lisa.
And I'm Teresa.
And in today's episode, we are doing a very popular question, I feel like, which is, should you get back with your ex? Okay, ooh. And another reason why I freaking love this episode is because me and Teresa have very, very, very different perspectives on this topic, only because I'm very much...
different experiences.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, because... like, I've gotten back with, like, almost all of my exes.
Yeah.
And Lisa has not.
Never.
But we'll explain, yeah, like, why. And, like, of course, like, each relationship dynamic is different. And yeah, each person is different. And, like, each circumstance itself is different.
Exactly.
So we'll walk through why and, like, our criteria of, like, why we've gotten... well, why I've gotten back with my exes and, like, why Lisa has these criteria if she were to get back with her ex or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we start with moi?
Sure.
Okay, okay.
Let's go.
So, okay, so like I said, I have never gotten back with an ex. And if anything, so my friends actually know me for this. I'm actually more known for overstaying in a relationship.
Yes.
And like really, yes, exhausting it.
Right,
like,
right,
even in my last relationship, I think I had the inkling that I was going to break up with him.
In like year two.
In like year two, exactly. And then year three was like really working through it. And then right before year four, we broke up. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I would rather overstay in a relationship and just like really exhaust it than ever be in a situation of like being like I've literally never experienced that. You know, like after you break up and you still sleep with your ex for a little bit.
Oh my God.
So
yeah.
I have,
yeah,
so many friends that do that. Like, oh, after so the toxic breakup, it's never clean.
Yes, yes.
Every single one of my breakups have always been clean. The minute we break up, you literally will never hear from me again. Like, yeah, and even if you do, it's for like logistical reasons. It'll be like, yo, I have your stuff. Like, mm-hmm, it's like never like, what are you doing tonight?
Like, oh my God, that's like the opposite for me.
I know.
Because I have a more toxic like ending to breakups.
Yeah.
Because it's never that clean.
Yeah.
And like, because we still will have feelings for each other. Like, we would still like keep talking for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And then like, there could be a possible reunion, which like, yes, I'll explain why later.
Yes. Oh my God. We are going to go into all of Teresa's story times. So I will go through kind of mine first. One of the reasons why I don't like to do this is because for me, I think mentally, I don't like to be in the space where it's like, are we together? Are we not? That's the first reason. The second reason is because so many of my friends have gone through this. And to be quite honest with you, I like, not you, but I actually had this one friend and she knows this and she listens to this podcast too. She knows how annoyed I get every time she calls me and she's like, we're back together. Never
oh
mind.
God.
We're broken up. We're back together. And because I have experienced that, like, I just could not put my own friends through that. Like, if we are going to secretly break up and I know we're going to get back together, I will literally not tell anyone. Mm-hmm. And if it's like one of those breakups that lasts like literally a day, like I will not tell a soul. Worth.
Yeah.
And I think it's also, like, I think I was like telling you about how, like, if you actually break up for a few months and then you actually get back together, like, I think the family dynamic is also really like toxic, like it's awkward
because it's like, how do you reintroduce yourself into the family
again after like everyone's after, already like, gotten everyone over that you
like broke up and like maybe like you broke their heart and like how is their family willing to accept you
exactly. So like I personally would just never want to put myself in that situation because it's like so awkward for me. Like I never want to have to reintroduce myself as the girl who like broke your son's heart and then hi, I'm back. I don't know, so that's kind of the reasons why I never do it, but also because I think I do a really good job of exhausting all my possible options. Like in my last relationship, I've tried couples therapy. I've tried living with him, living without him. We've tried so many different methods that by the time I broke up with him, I knew I had done everything. Yeah. Like I never break up when it's like, we haven't tried everything. Cause I think that's usually the danger of like wanting to get back together.
Right.
Because that's when you're like, things are still good. Yeah.
Like, well, we kind of broke up for like a small reason and then it's still fixable. And he has shown me and proven that he can like grow and go beyond that.
Exactly. Like if you break up and there are still potentially a lot of what ifs, that's what gets you to
back to that mindset where you're like, okay, like maybe I should be with him. Yeah, maybe I want to rekindle things with him.
Exactly. And with me, and I think, you know, my issue is like I overstay a little bit, but it could
overstay for a long time.
Yeah, I mean a year. It could almost be a good thing because like it could be a year of dilly-dallying of like of like people, because I literally had a friend who like slept with her ex for another 1 to 2 years.
1 to 2 years?
Yeah.
Girl,
and
why?
Like not moving on.
Oh, dear.
So it's like, would you rather that or just like freaking stay? Yeah, exactly. Because like, it's not just toxic for you, but also for your friends. Like people are annoyed. So like, I would rather just be like, we're not working out. We're in a rough patch, but I'm still working. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so my criteria for getting back together, and I have a really strict criteria. This is my opinion on whether or not you should get back with your ex. So in order to get back with your ex, you need to meet these three things. In my opinion, these are all my philosophies. Okay. You need to meet these three things. And if you don't meet these three things, then, you know, don't get back together.
Okay.
And hence why no one has ever, I've never gone back with anyone because nobody's ever met those three things.
Okay. So what are your criteria?
Okay. Criteria number one is that whatever the reason that you guys broke up, that problem needs to be solved. So I have actually seen this with a couple that broke up and they had every right to get back together. So I'll give you the example. This couple that got together, or this couple that was dating, she broke up with him because he showed absolutely no ambition and she didn't see a future and everything. Mm-hmm. He started working for my friend and is now also like an entrepreneur.
Oh, wow.
He is making so much money and they got back together. And to me, I'm like, the only reason they had broken up was because, you know, he initially had no future after he graduated. He had no plan. He had no whatever. Now he's a business owner and he's doing well.
So now she wants him.
But I mean, like, be fair, like the problem was solved. So it's like, then why shouldn't you get back together? Okay. So one criteria number one is whatever the reason that you guys broke up, it needs to be gone. So for me, like, you know, my last relationship, since it was toxic, it's like, is it going to be untoxic? No. So hence why I haven't gone back with this guy I am not confident that this guy is not going to be toxic moving forward. Okay. Second criteria is like, I find, and tell me if you think this is true, when you're in a relationship and you're debating if you should break up or not, usually the question comes to your mind of like, is he the one? Or is there someone better out there?
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so in that incident, you need to actually give yourself a fair amount of time to go out in the world and test your hypothesis. If your hypothesis is, what if he's the one? Or like, what if he's not the one? Then, okay, the only way to find out is you fucking go out there, give people a fair shot. Not being hung up, but actually like genuinely like putting
effort. Like actually dating.
Yeah. Which I have. And even though I haven't found you know, my one, but at least it has proven that he's not the one.
Yes.
So you need to go out there and like prove your hypothesis right or wrong. So the second criteria is you need to actually prove to yourself that he is the one by dating so many people, and you realize through all those people, you're like, fuck, they all suck. He is the one. Mm-hmm. Then you get back together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the third criteria that is really important is everything in the relationship that has happened, you need to genuinely have let that go and hold absolutely no resentment. So if you guys do get back together, mm-hmm. you cannot hold any of the things that have happened in the past, and you genuinely have to give it a clean slate. So so I'll give you an example.
That'll be hard for people because like, what if this person has done something very hurtful in that relationship?
Yeah, exactly. So which is why most of the time you should not get back with your ex. Because, okay, I'll give you a very clear example. So let's just say, this has never happened to me, but like, let's just say if a couple is experiencing cheating, okay?
Yes.
So in order to meet my criteria, okay, criteria number one is like he no longer is a cheater. Like he
how will you fucking know? Like you'll never know.
No. So that's where number three comes along.
God, like because, I think it's worth.
That's why my test mm-hmm. will always like most of the time, except for
the
that
outcome example, is like you're never gonna get back with your ex.
The chances of you getting back with your ex if you pass my test is very slim. It's like the only couple that I have experienced that have successfully passed this test was literally that couple that became more ambitious. But like everyone else like fails to pass the test, and which is why even in my own experience I've literally never gotten back with anyone because nobody ever passes the test most of the time. But anyway, going back to the cheating example, first one is he needs to stop sleeping with other women. Which, I mean, you can't.
Dude, that's like the fucking like bare minimum. Like, why would he even date this guy if he is?
Yeah, but like this could be like a Cam situation. Like Cam from Too Hot to Handle. Like he genuinely changed. I mean, hopefully this is sustainable. But like from what we've seen in the show, he's changed, right? So it is possible. And he was able to prove that he's like making progress.
Okay.
So then number two is you've also gone out and like proven that, you know, like you will not love anyone and everyone was like not like good enough, like you still want your ex. Second. Yeah. Third is like if he has cheated on you, when you get back together, you can't ever like hold that against him anymore because accepting him back, you need to fully accept that you are starting brand new. This is a clean slate.
And God, no, I would not.
Okay, so like,
and I have been through like cheating
for sure.
And there, it would be like the guy that would like try with me again and would be like, I've changed, but it's not worth. Like,
okay, fine. I won't use like such a triggering example. Like if I use my own example of like someone who has like maybe potential like anger issues or like who is very toxic, in order to pass the third phase, it would have to be everything he has done to me in the relationship. If I'm choosing to get back with him, I cannot like hold that against him anymore. Because if I'm giving him another chance and we are agreeing that we're getting back together, like I can't resent him for all those things.
That's
if
fair. That's understandable.
No, but like that's like the same with cheating. And there are genuine people who have gone back with previous cheating partners where they just let it go because
like Beyonce did it, like Cardi B did it.
But in order for your successful relationship to actually work is you need to let go of any resentment because if you actually enter the relationship with already a lot of resentment, then it's just going to be
a toxic relationship because you're always going to be harboring these like feelings of like resentment and like anger and like frustration towards him. And that's like not a healthy slate to start off of.
Exactly. Okay, so last thing before I interview you on all your experiences with getting back with the ex is that, you know, like for me, I have a pretty clear understanding of who I am. And although I can forgive someone, for me, it's really hard to like forget. And like for me, I will always like the trust for me would have been lost. So like using my ex as an example, like even if he has no more toxic tendencies, okay, pass. Even if I dated everyone and I was like, you know, oh crap, he's the one for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I wouldn't pass stage three because I don't think I could ever let go of the things that he's done to me and trust that he won't do it again. Mm-hmm. I think I will always still kind of be in fear of like some of the things he would potentially do. So for, I think that's kind of why for me, I have never gone back with an ex because nobody has ever successfully passed those three things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Fair.
So let's turn the table. And what about you? Because you have gotten back.
Yes, I have gotten back. And like, I think it just depends like situation by situation. I've gotten back with my ex-ex because when we broke up, it was because I was
long distance.
Yeah. Going to university and staying in like Vancouver and he was going to university in Toronto and we didn't think that long distance would be feasible. We didn't want to do long distance because we were going to different universities. And then like after the first semester of us actually being single and like going through like first semester being single and like seeing other people and whatnot, we saw each other during the Christmas break and realized we wanted to get back together. And I thought that because, you know, the feelings were so strong and now we were open to doing long distance and we had also have explored being single for an entire semester, that it would be worth getting back together. And we got back together and we were solid for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So it was a really good relationship. And there was like a lot of meaning and purpose behind getting back together because we were, it wasn't like just that we were like so in love, but it was also like we were able to like fix through our issues of like long distance and like you want to be with each other despite the long distance.
Well, I was actually going to say, I was like, this is another example of passing my test.
Yeah.
Because like what, criteria number one was to fix the issue. And your initial issue was, I do not want to do long distance. Yes. But a few months later, you both wanted to do long distance.
Right, right.
So issue resolved.
Yeah.
Then you had, you gave yourself chances to be single on campus for like 4 or 5 months. And then you realize after that time, you're like, you still wanted each other.
Right.
And then the third thing was you let go of anything that had happened in the 3-4 months. Like you guys had gone out to have fun, to do whatever. Mm-hmm. And also like you also forgave each other for not wanting to do it long distance initially. So it does pass the test.
It does pass the test. So we start to date. We had dated like 3 or 4 years after that. And then within the last year of my like, I guess my last year of university, we decided to break up because of long distance again. And we broke up because he said that he's wanting to no longer move back to Vancouver. He's wanting to stay in Toronto, whereas my plan was to stay in Vancouver. And so like we break up and it wasn't like the cleanest breakup because we still like liked each other and we still kept talking, which was like so toxic. Like when you break up, it's always, always the best if you like have like a no contact period. Like try not contacting them for 3 months because with him still in my life, like it still felt like we were dating. It still felt like we were doing long distance. Meanwhile, like I'm seeing that like he's like going out with other girls and later on, like a few weeks later after our breakup, like when we were still talking and acting like we're still a couple, I found out that he had been cheating on me like
the entire time.
Yeah. Wow. The entire like 2 years that he was like in Toronto.
Yeah.
So.
Or 4 years. 4 years.
Like I think three years.
So
that was like really triggering and traumatizing. And then even after that, he was like, oh, I still love you. And like 8 months later or 6 months later, he's like, oh, like I would like to try again. Let's get back together. But like knowing what had happened, I like would not get back after that because like
the trust is lost.
I feel like if you lose trust in a person, it's never worth getting back with your ex.
Yeah.
If
and I think that
cheating,
is
cheating, trust through anything else. Like if they have betrayed you in a way, hurt you, and you just no longer trust them, like don't even try. Like there are other people out there that are better for you. And like know your worth and have some self-respect for yourself to not entertain this person, because if this person is coming back and history can and will repeat itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the element of trust in my criteria is literally level three. Like, you have to let go of the resentment. You have to be able to forgive everything that they've done and literally move forward.
Yes.
But if you don't have trust, how can you not resent?
Exactly.
How
exactly.
could you move forward? You
and
can't.
Then in the case of this guy, he ends up getting a new girlfriend and cheating on her.
Oh my God, this guy
so
will
like
always
a
be
pattern.
A cheater.
Yeah, exactly. So I really truly think that if a guy has betrayed your trust through cheating or like talking to other girls, I really think that their behavior behavior, like, well, this is based on my experience. This behavior will never change because yeah,
for sure.
he will always, always be like this.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. And so, like, with that instance, I got back with my ex and had a great time, but then found out he cheated. He wanted to get back with me and...
This time did not pass the test.
Yeah, did not pass the test. Yeah. And then we just have not spoken since.
Yeah.
So that was like definitely a learning experience for me. But like that experience like shaped who I am. And I think that if I didn't get back with him the first time around, like back when I was in first year to do long distance, maybe later on I would still want to be with him and I would waste my time in my mid-20s
for
getting
sure.
back with him if I had moved to Toronto then.
But I do want to emphasize that because the first time you guys had broken up and yeah. when you guys gotten back together, it did pass my 3-tiered level
yeah,
exam.
Yeah, it did. And because, I thought it was like a fair and a good reason to get back together.
Yeah. And I yeah. think I want to highlight that I think the important thing here is that for the 3 years, you genuinely had a great time. And it genuinely was like yeah. a fulfilling relationship.
Exactly. There were no issues, no problems, yeah. like nothing that exactly. I could have seen until like we broke yeah, up yeah, and yeah. I found out about the cheating. But yeah, it genuinely was a wonderful relationship and I had nothing like bad to say about him when we were together.
Yeah, besides yeah. the cheating, exactly.
Yeah, besides the cheating afterwards.
Exactly.
And then another relationship, I guess... with the most recent relationship that I was in.
You didn't get back with him.
I did get back with him, but I still, like, considered. And it was because we had not, like, a clean, like, breakup.
Yeah.
Like, we broke up, and it was so difficult for me to break up with him because I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, there were feelings of uncertainty because he wasn't as, like, fun and lit and, like, you know, energetic. But he was still good in, like, 98% of, like,
yeah.
the criteria that I had. And so, like... we didn't get back together, but we kept talking for a few months. And that, like, I think that, like, prevented me from, like, actually, like, fully moving on and seeing what's out there. And, like,
yeah.
just having my feelings, like, fully, like, I guess, recover from that breakup. Because I think it dragged that breakup and dragged our relationship even longer. So even though we broke up in, like, September, if we were still talking up till, like, January, like... I technically was single, but like my mindset wasn't single. So you're preventing yourself from like fully moving on
exactly.
by like still staying in touch with your ex.
Exactly. And that's why I think like during those moments,
yeah,
you shouldn't make decisions to yeah. get back because like you wouldn't have, you know, done, I guess like in my head, like my mm-hmm. criteria, which is like number two is to
yeah.
give yourself a fair chance by going out and like
yes,
dating people
yes.
and proving that he is the one.
Right.
Like only
right,
after
exactly.
you've like dated and experienced other dates and then prove
right.
that, you know, there is literally no one else for me,
yeah.
only him. Then it's like, you
yes.
can be so much more confident.
Yeah. And then sometimes, okay, actually this is what happened to me a few weeks ago. I actually saw my ex and I was thrown in a fucking rut. I was like, oh my God, maybe I should be with him. Maybe I want to be with him. Like, what the fuck do I do? Like, I miss him so much. And that really fucked with my head. And I was talking to you, like Lisa, about it. And I was like, what the fuck do I do? I think like maybe I messed up. Maybe I should reach out. Maybe I want to be with him. And so I ended up reaching out to him. And the immediate ask wasn't like, oh, let's get back together. But it was like, oh, like, let's catch up. And so we ended up catching up. And then I realized, I guess, after our catch up that like, okay, like, you know, it was just a feeling that I had. I just missed that like
company
and I missed a relationship, but I didn't necessarily maybe miss him as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, you may think you want to get back with an ex, but like, and that's what I thought. But like after actually like sitting with him, hang out with him, you may realize all the things that made you break up with him in the first place. And that's what happened to me. Like I
yeah.
sat with him. I was like, oh, this is great and all. And we still had like our inside jokes and all. But like I realized that he wasn't actually like maybe he wasn't the one that I had like been envisioning in my head. I was just envisioning all the good, but like not him as like a whole.
Yeah, exactly. Cause
yeah.
like in the moments of, you know, loneliness, I think that's when you rely on
yeah,
kind of like memories
exactly,
for comfort.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and I guess I'm still like working through that and working through my emotions around that. But like meeting with him, like was very like eye-opening and very clear
yeah.
of me like instantly wanting like to be with him to like,
yes.
oh, like maybe that's not what I want. And like, maybe I will kind of rethink what I was thinking. And
yeah.
like, I'm not like as down and like sad anymore, having like sat through like coffee with him and like realizing that he's like still the same and like realizing all the reasons why I actually broke up with him.
Actually, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this for a second because so basically this kind of has like an under, if you want to say like my fourth criteria, which I didn't really think about, but like because criteria's 1 to 3 in my mind actually takes a long time for me, minimum 6 months or more, like minimum, it literally 6 months is absolutely the minimum. And I actually said this to you. Do you remember? Because when Teresa was coming to me and every time you've come to me, to like, should I get back with him? Initially, I was really aggressive and I was like no, bitch, fuck no, like whatever. Because I was like, listen, like, I think my whole thing was, I literally was like, we were in COVID. You obviously haven't had a chance to date people because it was COVID. And I was like, just wait a little bit longer, like whatever.
Yeah, and that's what all my friends were saying. Like, it was you and it was, like, everyone else. But then eventually you changed your mind. You're like, you know what? Like, Teresa, why don't you just go and see what it's like? Just message him and just see.
Yeah.
Just exhaust that option. And, like, you may realize that, like, it's not it.
And I want to explain why I suddenly gave approval. Because I promised Teresa, I told her, like, initially when you were kind of, like, triggered by him, like, whatever. I don't know if he, like, messaged you or, like, whatever it was. Within the first 6 months, I was like, hard no. I'm like, it is still very soon. Right. Do not like assume you want to get back together because time heals most wounds, you know?
Yes, exactly.
So now that it's almost been a year and when you saw him and that triggered you and you were like, I'm still thinking about it. Yes. That was when I was like, I think you've now kind of passed the test of time. I mean, you haven't passed the other things.
But then I realize now, like, it's actually, sometimes when you see an ex, it's just a trigger and that feeling will go away.
Exactly.
So I was like really thrown in a rut for like a week. But actually, after seeing him and reaching out to him and just like having a coffee with him, like the next week, like it's been like 2 weeks now since I saw him, I'm like no longer in a rut. I'm like, oh, like I'm fine. I'm actually fine, like single right now.
Yeah.
It was just like seeing him and like that just threw me off for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think it's really normal. And I want to remind you all that if you do run into your ex, like it's so normal to like feel like those feelings of like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I did. Or like, oh my gosh, do I miss him? Oh, do I want to be with him? It's so normal to feel this. And I've talked to my therapist about it. And I talked to a lot of my other friends about it. But like, it's okay to have these feelings and like just process it for a bit and like really decide and evaluate and think about why you actually broke up with him and why, you know, that relationship actually didn't work out.
Actually, like, yeah, like even someone like me who's so adamant on never getting back with exes, like even I had a moment of weakness like a few weeks ago because basically a few weeks ago someone had, you know, hit my car, my parked car. Aww. And I remember like at that time I was already like trying to do so much and I was really stressed out. And when that happened, it like gave more stress and put more on my plate. I literally told you, I was like, for the first time ever since I broke up with my ex, I actually
miss him right now. Miss him.
Yeah, because I was like, I just remember like, you know, when things like that would happen, he would just take care of it 100%. I literally wouldn't have to lift a finger.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, wow, like I just miss like being taken care of.
Yes,
but then I think like afterwards I was like, I think I just miss being taken care of, not actually like him.
Or you just like miss like being in a relationship, like, so that they can, like, spoil you, do nice things for you, like,
support
keep you company, like, be, like, exactly, be there of support, like, when you are going through tough times, like, when I was going through, like, the toughest times, like, this year, like, with, like, losing my grandfather and, like, my dad getting really sick, like, I, during those times, like, wished I had
a boyfriend.
Significant other. For sure. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, like it's really tough going through this alone. Like it would be so great to have them, but I powered through and I was fine. And it was only seeing him in the flesh that threw me off. But then afterwards, I'm fine again.
Yeah.
So like, you're always going to be fine. And we want to remind you that even if you get these thoughts of like wanting to be with your ex, just like you can consider it for a moment, but also like, these feelings will actually go away.
Yeah.
And it's normal to have these feelings.
Exactly. And I think the second reason why I was like very like, eventually I went from, like, absolutely not to you, like, talking to him to, yes, like, okay, honestly, just go talk to him, because I'm also a huge, as you can, you know, as you can understand from the first half of the episode, I'm a huge person on never having a what if in your head. Yeah. So yeah, because the way that you were talking to me about him was, yeah, so much like, what if? Yes. And yes, so for me, it was a sign of like, let's exhaust this what if. I think that like the advice that we want you guys to have, and what Teresa's also trying to say, is that even if you do experience these moments of weakness, because it does happen to everyone, yeah, is to take it slowly. Don't, yes, assume the wrong thing. Like, I think it would have been wrong, or not wrong,
if,
but like,
I had messaged him right away and to was be like, let's get back together. Yeah. Because I would have regretted it. Like,
exactly. The next day. Exactly. But yeah, you took it like, I took it so little. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I journal about it for like a straight week. I talked to like my therapist about it twice. I talked to all my friends, decided on like actually messaging him, had a coffee, had just like a chill coffee.
Yeah.
Just like in the daytime as friends. And it was just like a very friendly friend catch up. And then realized like, after that, like, you know what, like, I'm fine.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like also, I think it could also be hard because I feel like we're also talking from a perspective where we've kind of like broken up with these people.
Yes.
But like, what happens if you were the one getting broken up with? Like, yeah, to people, you know, especially if someone breaks up with you, more often than not, like, you are thinking like, I would have continued this relationship. Yeah, like, nothing, yeah, was wrong.
No, like, but remember, like, your self-worth, because they, exactly, did that for a reason. And, like, you, like, they would have to do something so significant to, like, win you over again, to, like,
exactly,
risk your heart being broken again, because they've already broken your heart once.
Exactly. I think that, you know, if you are on the receiving end and you've never wanted to break up in the first place, I think the thing to, you know, kind of keep you going is, like, you can, sure, you can ask, but once again, I think my criteria would have to stand in their reasoning of, yeah, breaking up with you. Like, if they broke up with you for these reasons and you never wanted to break up, when you guys get back together, are you still meeting the criteria of what they, you know, mm-hmm, of their reasons, mm-hmm, of breaking, mm-hmm, up?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we all deserve to be wanted fully.
Yes,
to be,
exactly,
you know, someone
respected, so, and like loved as who you are fully. Like, you shouldn't, exactly, have to change anything to meet their needs of a significant other. Like, you should just show up as fully you, and, yeah, that should be more than enough.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, you can grow together, but like, yeah, you shouldn't have to, you know, bend over backward. I mean, I guess unless if you have like actual significant issues like anger. I'm just kidding.
Yes, yes.
But I think that, you know, more often than not, like, you should not have to change yourself, and, mm-hmm, you also deserve the full love that you can get. So, like, if you are on the receiving end, it's like, don't be the person who chases, because, like,
yes,
if,
yes,
they're the one who broke up with you, let them be the ones to ask to get back together.
Oh, yeah, for,
like,
sure. For,
because,
sure,
if you ask to get back together, like, it
that
will
puts
always
you
be
in like
one-sided.
A weak position.
Yeah,
exactly. Because like, you were already put in a weak position by getting dumped, and then by going back to them, you're like put in an even weaker position. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't think I like that dynamic.
Exactly.
Like, you shouldn't start a relationship with a dynamic like that.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Yeah. I mean, like, that you'd be a major simp at,
yeah,
that point.
Yeah. And you,
please,
deserve so much
more. Don't
be
more. A simp. You deserve so much better, and you can do so much better. And,
exactly,
you deserve to be loved as who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that being said, we hope this episode was helpful for you, because we know this is a pretty hot topic and,
yes,
a lot of people struggle,
yes,
with this. So we hope you guys gain some valuable insight.
I want to bring a quick point too. If your ex is like begging to get back with you, and if like, you know that it's not it, or you're kind of confused and you don't really know what to do, like, think of what we said too, and like, think of Lisa's like three criterias, and give yourself time,
yeah,
seek therapy, and also like, think about how they've treated you and like the trust element as well.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to bring that up because I'm thinking of a specific scenario, and I have a friend that's like listening.
Oh,
so I'm like, don't get back to your ex, bitch. Don't do it.
Yeah.
He's awful.
Listen, if they beg, like, you need
to meet
your own criteria of,
yeah,
or my criteria, the three,
yes,
the three freaking pillars.
Yes.
You need,
yes,
to meet it. You need to meet it.
Yeah. Anyway. And like, girl, like, you can do better. If like, you've lost, if you've lost trust in them, like, it's not worth ever,
it's really not worth,
ever,
yeah,
going back to someone that's made you feel like shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway,
with that being said,
thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends and let them know about us. And also send us a DM if you have any suggestions of what you would like us to talk about next. As always, if you miss us or want to see what we're up to, please do follow us on our social media channels. And we cannot wait to catch you again next Monday for another episode.
Woo! Okay. Yay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.